The move doesn't amount to a full-blown reboot of the Kinect program, but it does reverse the decision by his predecessor, Republican Matt Bevin, to move Kentucky to the federal health care portal.
I believe we can do this much better than the federal government. We proved that many years ago, and as we move forward, this is just going to be one part of a larger set of announcements on health care.
One key driver is cost. Right now, Bashir says Kentuckians are shelling out nearly $10 million in user fees to access the federal government's sign-up site. Turning the state-based exchange back on, he says, will cost a $5 million one-time fee, but yearly costs will drop to $1 to $2 million, potentially lowering premium prices for residents.
We have an opportunity to be better, to get healthier, to save money, and ultimately to provide that basic human right that is health care.
In other announcements Wednesday, the governor said in-person sites set up to take care of unresolved unemployment claims will continue to operate for the rest of the week. He also unveiled his choice to become the state's next social services director, former Center for Women and Families director Marta Miranda Straub. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.